This newscast is being brought to you by All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach. For the best deals on Bobcat, there's only one place to go. All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servant. Authorities have recovered two tractors connected to an ongoing theft case involving Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, according to an update from Sheriff Kelly Hansen. The first, a Massey Ferguson tractor, was voluntarily returned by a resident who said he unknowingly purchased the, thinking that Nunnery had it, bought it in Highland, Michigan area. The second, a John Deere tractor originally reported stolen out in Owego County, was located in Hemlock area. Both pieces of equipment were tied to sales linked to Nunnery. He remains under investigation in connection with the thefts, and the sheriff has expressed appreciation for the cooperation of residents who provided key information leading to recoveries. He stated that other motorized vehicles have come to light, and they're being investigated as well. Two men lost their lives in a collision early Wednesday in Cokeville Township, Michigan. Emergency crews responded just before 1 a.m. to Lawndale and Cokeville Road, where Saginaw man was discovered dead at the scene. A second man from Alma succumbed to injuries after being taken to the hospital. Investigators believe Saginaw man had stopped his GMC truck, which was towing a trailer, and was standing outside when a Dodge truck driven by the Alma man crashed into the trailer, the GMC, and the man. Authorities have identified Saginaw man as Joseph Granger, while the Alma man's name has not been released. The reason the GMC truck was stopped on the roadway remains under investigation. And a man who reportedly jumped from the Zilwaukee Bridge on southbound I-75 Monday evening survived after swimming to shore, according to preliminary information shared on social media. A witness fishing near the bridge contacted authorities after seeing the man leap from the span into the Saginaw River. Emergency responders later located the man, who was described as alert, conscious, and injured, but alive. Officials have not yet released the man's identity or details about what led to the incident. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health or suicidal thoughts, help is available. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline offers free, confidential support 24 hours a day. You can call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org.
Hi, this is Mike with All Season Service and Sales. Every utility tractor on the lot is at least 20% off for a limited time, and these discounts are straight off the sticker price. There's no dealer markups, no hidden tricks, just straightforward year-end savings. Plus, qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing for 48 months and ultra-low rates for a longer term. Plus, you get up to $4,000 off in lieu of financing. Whether you're keeping your property in shape, working fields, or moving heavy loads, Bobcat utility tractors are built for the daily grind. These machines won't sit here forever. When the inventory is gone, so are the savings. All assembled in America and tariff-free. Come see me at All Season Service Sales. You won't be disappointed.
Limited time promotion, deals valid while supplies last. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on Wednesday in a high-stakes redistricting case that could reshape congressional boundaries nationwide. The case challenges whether state legislators can override independent commissions on drawing district maps. Justices press both sides on whether partisan interests have gone too far in controlling elections. Several states are closely watching the outcome, which could influence the 2026 midterm races. Legal analysts suggest a decision may redefine how fair maps are determined. A ruling is expected early next year. In landmine explosions along Thailand-Cambodia border have reignited tensions between the two nations. Military experts believe newly laid mines caused the blast, injuring at least 5 soldiers. The area has long been disputed with past conflicts over boundary demarcations. Both sides have sent reinforcements to secure positions near the site. Human rights groups are urging for immediate international investigation, and Thailand has pledged to work with Cambodia to prevent further incidents. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach. For the best deals on Bobcat, there's only one place to go. All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach.
Fall fun is waiting for you at Cole Farms in Unionville. Enjoy their corn maze, soybean maze, hay rides, jump pad, and visit the animals. Satisfy your fall cravings with fresh donuts, caramel apples, and cider. Plus, their on-site food trailer will curb your hunger after all the fall fun activities. Set out on the patio and enjoy Michigan-made beer, hard cider, and wine slushies from the Watering Trough Bar. They also have live music and other special events all season long. Follow Cole Farms on Facebook for all the details. Visit them online at colefarmsmi.com or call 989-665-0925. Fall weekend hours now through October 26th. Saturdays 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sundays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Cole Farms of Unionville. We'll see you soon.
And that's been a look at your news this hour from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.